Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden, en historiepodcast med en hög dos humor där två komiker försöker lära varandra svensk historia. En av dem kan det inte, för han var inte född i Sverige. Och en kan inte, för han lyssnade inte i skolan. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm John the Rollins, and in this episode I'll be teaching Eric all about COVID's grandfather.
Oh, snyggt! Yes! Tänk COVID fast med skägg och gungstol.
And a longevity that's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned, man.
Och giriga kungar.
Oh yeah, and crown princes just getting, everybody just getting wiped out.
Oh my god.
Yes, let's do it.
Red.
Those of you listening, and it's the beginning of your podcast experience, you could get more.
Yeah, det där var inte allt. Den där lilla ljudet vi gjorde, that was just a little bit.
And you could get more before that we do for our Patreon subscribers. You go to patreon.com/teachmesweden to be a Patreon subscriber.
You got a nice little story about nice Thanksgiving. Little story.
Like today, yeah. It was a Thanksgiving story. I was talking about this Thanksgiving, and Eric kind of invited himself to a future. But yeah, I'm going to be teaching Eric today.
I love it.
A little something that it kind of has, it's kind of relevant to something that we all went through together recently.
Hmm.
Yeah, man.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, man. So I hope you're well.
Where is this going?
It's going to a dark place.
Okay, jag mår jättebra.
Okay, good for now. We'll see how much you get into this. The 1300s saw a difficult plague spread across the entire human population on Earth. Are you familiar with this?
Yes. Okay. Beltpesten.
Beltpesten.
Yeah, bubonic plague, wasn't it? The plague?
That's part of it. We're going to get into it.
Okay.
We'll get into the details.
Yeah.
Have you heard the term Digerdöden?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
That's what this episode is about.
Awesome.
It's also known as the Great Death.
Ah.
And the Black Plague.
Oh, the Black Plague. I wonder what the bubonic plague was. They guess what Beltpest. Fuck it. It's not my story. Continue.
We're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Man.
Sorry.
If you let me continue.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's the plague?
I'm going to put you on timeout, Eric.
Okay. Sorry.
I just put my fist on my hip.
That's timeout.
All right, we're going to delve into Digerdöden, if you would let me fucking talk.
Yeah, come on.
Digerdöden is what's known as a zoonotic pandemic disease. Hmm.
Zoonotic?
Yes. And this was in, of course, it's called the Middle Ages. The Middle Ages is that time of in human time.
Yeah.
It killed, on average, 1 in 3 people.
Shit.
In Europe.
Jesus.
And they call it zootonic pandemic is because it's a disease that spreads easily between humans and animals.
Mm.
And through like human contact, fucking. No. I added that part. But I'm sure that is a form of contact.
Det är en sorts kontakt. Kan inte bli mycket mer intim än så.
And food, too. So if you have your dog food next to your fucking blah, blah, and you mix it up by mistake, or you cut your dog food up or cat food,
shit.
So that was another way that it could pass. And the generally accepted theory is that Digerdöden was a very widespread outbreak of plagues.
Oh, flera olika virus eller grejer.
Yeah. And there's a name, Digerdöden, and it comes from the old Swedish diger. Diger, which means like big. And in the 1300s is when it's first officially cited, and it's on a grave in Gotland.
Huh.
And in other parts of Europe, they called it names that included black. Because you know how Europe is about blacks.
This was a bad plague.
They called it the black. N-word plague until the 1960s. Like, maybe we can stop calling it a digger. What does that rhyme with, huh?
Did you say digger? No.
Whoa. I hope I'm saying it right, too. I just thought about it.
What was it? Digher?
D-I-G-H-E-R. Digher is like the old. No, I said it all. Digher. I said it all. That's old Swedish. I don't know.
Digher. Isn't it just like dig her? Like,
but digger,
like a foxy woman walking past. Oh, digger. Yeah. I dig her.
It's a cat call and a plague. But some people think that they called it throughout Europe the Black Plague, because, or Black Death, I'm sorry, Black Death, not Black Plague.
Yeah, yeah.
The Black,
yeah,
Death. They called it that because of what happened physically to the body when you catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get boils on the skin.
Yeah.
And they're dark, and spots could come later on the body, and they were really dark. So it was like, you got the Black Plague because you're turning black.
Right. That's build boil. Beld pest, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah. Beld pest. Yeah, I did see that. I didn't. I translated everything, but yeah, beld pest. I saw. Yeah.
Kärt barn har många namn, as we say in Sweden.
Mm. There's three forms of plague. I didn't know this.
Mm.
We're just learning, man. Just learning.
Shit, this is not only teach me Sweden, it's teach me plague.
Teach me plagues.
Lär mig pesten.
the it's called pesten.
Yeah,
pest. The bubonic plague, as you mentioned, is a type. Then there's a pneumonic plague. And then there's a blood plague. Those are the three types of plagues. And Digger Döden included all three.
Oh, my God.
Just going around the world, just triple plaguing it up. Bubonic plague happens to be the most mild of every type of plague.
Okay.
Bubonic plague, it affects between 30 and 70%. Like of death, it's the mortality, the death rate is 30 to 70%.
Yeah,
but the other two is closer to 100%.
Jesus!
So you get that shit, you better be doing your exercises. I don't know, be as healthy as you can.
Oh, I gotta eat an orange.
Just frantically eating oranges. I can't peel fast enough. I hate the smell on my fingernails. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know what I want to die, or don't want fingernails to smell like this forever.
I'll die.
They peel an orange, you like smell it for 2 days.
Oh.
The first case of Digger Döden, they are recorded in, you guessed it, China. In 1334, and it slowly spread westward via trade routes that linked east and west, of course.
Oh.
In 1346, it went to Egypt, Syria, and then it just kept creeping over through Europe via the Crimea, and in the spring of 1347, it arrived in Constantinople. In the autumn, it made to Sicily. And they're accrediting an Italian ship coming from Crimea. That's how it got into Europe.
Yeah.
And then from Italy to France. And then just boom, France to England. And then Norway by a ship from England in the summer of 1349. So this is years. This is 3 years later now.
Men då måste det vara ganska lång.
No, 5 years later.
Men ja, för det kunde vara i mat. Det kunde vara kvar i mat. Och yeah. Så det har inte så mycket med inkubationstiden, utan mer att det bara spreds i alla. Yeah. Vatten och skit och shit och fifa.
And they weren't that hygienic back then?
No.
I'm sure vaccines weren't a thing.
Really? No, verkligen inte.
What do we do, man? I just want to take this egg and see what. In the summer of England was summer of 49, and then a year later, the summer of 1350, Sweden was like geographically surrounded by a plague because of the countries around it. Norway to the west and Denmark to the south. So Sweden is kind of, it's like the plague is just making its way on up here.
Oof.
In the cold. It's estimated that 25 million people died in Europe due to this plague. And this is in the 1300s. And 75 million globally.
Wow.
Yeah, this shit was wiping people out. And at this point in time, Sweden was in a personal union with Norway under the same monarch, Magnus the Fourth of Sweden. So in 1348, the king conducted a crusade against Russia on the border of Finland, which happened how many times through history?
Well, 2,000.
As you do. Yeah. And they did another one in 1350, and that's the year of the plague. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to go to war. It seems like every time they go to war, it's like a war on multiple fronts, one way or another.
Eller hur?
But they were progressing. It said that Sweden was like, they had their the first national law constitution, the Magnus Eriksson Landslag, and the Statslagen was introduced. So these are like the first, like, they're trying to really organize the people and have law and order.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have much to describe how Digerdöden went through the country, because just the 1350s and not much is like recorded. But the way they did find stuff is indirect documentation, like wills, church donations, which went up whenever, you know, people start getting worried.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Start finding Jesus.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. Dear God, help me. I don't want to die.
Jag är rädd för pesten. Ge mig alla pengarna. Så.
Do you have anything to confess?
Maybe a stash of money?
Tell me now. You're turning black. another way that they could trace it is by tracing the residence of the king. This is how you could follow how Digerdöden was moving.
Oh,
because you follow the king's movement, because he didn't stay still during this plague.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The king continually moved away from the plague
oh.
to places where it hadn't arrived yet, or he would wait till the community's wiped out and just move the royal monarchy to that place.
I de döda! Hurra!
Where are we going now, your majesty?
Borås!
Why?
Händer ingenting där.
In 1349, King Magnus issued a warning about the plague to his Swedish subjects.
Look out! And
it's not dated, but they think it was written in Lød Öse, which is in Västra Götaland.
Okay.
And they're saying it was written in September of 1349. And they figured Lød Öse because that is where his residence was. So mm-hmm. they're thinking maybe it hadn't gotten there yet. It hadn't gotten there yet. It's 1349. And in the letter, it's clear that the plague hadn't reached. And the king issued a royal proclamation of public penance in attempt to soften the wrath of God to prevent Digerdöden in Norway from reaching Sweden. So it's like, we're going to put a big money grab to the Lord.
Shit.
This will help us. We proclaim to you, this is what the king said.
Yeah.
That we, this is translated, of course, the king wasn't as good at English. We have been given tidings that are truly frightening and of which every Christian should justly fear. That God has, because of the sins of man,
yep,
cast a great misery upon the entire world, that of hasty evil death, so that most of the people who lived in the lands west of our land are now dead, and that misery, dead of that misery, and is now present in all of Norway and Holland, and are progressing toward us. Imagine the king come out talking to you like that.
Oh my God.
So that everyone in those lands, it is so strong that people fall down and die when a moment ago they were healthy. And wherever it progresses, not enough people are left who can bury those that die. Thanks for being so so cheerful,
yeah.
Your Majesty.
Oh, it's a letter from the king.
Now we fear because of the great love and care we have for you.
Of course.
Because because of the sins of man, the same misery and death should come over our own subjects.
Mm.
In order to prevent the plague from reaching Sweden, the king issued several commands. In Europe, the plague was commonly believed to be a punishment from God for the sins of humanity.
Yeah.
Seems like the talking point. I wonder how everybody got their talking point. Mm-hmm. It's got to be God.
Yeah. Jag kommer inte på något bättre. Kan det vara något i blodet? Var något i blodet?
What is this? What is this? Kill him! What is this logic? So the king was like speaking religious in all of his addresses to the public.
Yeah.
The royal letter was circulated to the bishops of the kingdom. So they're going through the church to get the information out to the people that, hey, we're going to die because God hates us. Give us money.
Yeah.
Regardless of class, age, or gender, they were commanded to regularly attend mass, give alms to the poor, confess, do penance, like pay your tithes.
Yeah.
Fast on water and bread every Friday, and give what you could to the Virgin Mary, the church, and the king.
Oh.
I could take a little money.
Jag tror att Gud blir nöjd om jag får en liten slant.
Jag tar swish.
Jag ska äta hetvägg ikväll.
Varma upp mjölken.
Värm mjölken med pengarna.
Burn the money on the milk. Digga Döden first appeared in Sweden in Visby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Var det för att skepp kom, alltså åkte dit?
A ship from Denmark or Germany. I'm gonna say Germany.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm gonna say Denmark. My money's on Denmark.
Dirty, dirty people. It was present in May, or the latest July. That's what's funny about this. Like, either May or July, one of these.
Oof, it's svårt när det är så länge sedan också.
Yeah. 9 people were burned in Visby. Burned, like this was their punishment.
För
after
att,
having confessed under torture that they caused the plague by poisoning.
Wow.
I wonder if the torture made them...
Kan det ha varit så att de bara till slut... De hade inga fingrar kvar, inga tår.
Oh, I'll just keep my leg, maybe. I'll just make this shit up, man.
Can you keep this? Kill me, but keep my leg.
All right, all right. I gave a dog a dirty... You remember when I had thumbs a minute ago?
Jag stoppade in lite skit i den där hunden. Och sen åt vi den.
And that's what I did. Can I live?
Döda mig. Men ge mitt ben till min fru. Hon älskar mitt ben.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare. A leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Two of them were priests.
Oh, really?
They got burned, yeah. And they confessed that they had poisoned the mass cloth. Because back then, the parishioners kissed this one cloth. So they're saying, I poisoned the cloth.
Huh. See the irony in priests getting burned for the proclamation earlier?
Jag älskar det. Härligt medeltiden.
And then there were 7 men that were employed by the church who confessed to having poisoned wells and lakes. So I bet they were getting told that you did this as they're getting tortured. You know what I'm saying?
And
they're like, didn't you poison the lakes and the wells and set the people up? And, you know, so they can have somebody to blame.
Eller hur? Lätt.
And this happened in Stockholm, Västerås, and Arboga.
Bara där.
And it says, and across the Swedish countryside.
Okay.
In June, the king was in, of 1350 still, the king was in Bergen in Norway, and the plague had died out by that time, so he's still doing his thing. Making it, oh, they did? All right, let's go there.
Mm-hmm,
It seems like we can go there now. They have all died of the Black Plague. Because the Lord wants me to live.
Yeah, let's go to Bergen in Norway.
Send Johnny before us. Make sure. If he comes back with spots, kill him. It's a mole, Your Majesty.
Okay. I've had it since birth.
Whatever, hang the boy.
Yeah, pish posh, hang him.
The people had died out of Norway, and then he continued. He came back to Stockholm in August, but then he was like, "Oh shit, the plague is coming here!" So he went to Åland.
Okay,
so now he's in three different countries. This dude is moving around.
Yeah,
he sounds like he's gotten the people riled up, scared them, and now he's on the move.
Yeah,
horrible king.
Väldigt, inte så modig.
No, not at all.
No.
He stayed. He went from Åland to Reval, and he stayed there from December until May. Then he went to, it went through Stockholm,
mm-hmm.
and then it started coming out, you know, the people dying and stuff, it started dying down, and it came back to Stockholm. He's like, now it's time for the old king to return.
Yeah.
Step over these dead folks.
Jag har blivit modig, ursäkta mig. Så.
Oh, mother. No. it's fucked up. The progress of the plague in Western Northern Sweden was bad in September 1350. It was present in Eastern Norway along the western border of Sweden, and in Jämtland. Shout out!
Ooh,
I kept that in there because we know about Jämtland.
Oh yeah, independent Jämtland.
But it was as north as Jämtland, as south as Skåne,
mm-hmm.
and they think it reached all the way Western Sweden from Norway. So it's coming from every angle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In autumn of 1350.
Shit.
Yeah. North Sweden, they don't have much information about it, but they think that it got fucked up too late in the 1350s.
De pratar inte så mycket om det.
Yeah. I was, this has nothing to do with anything, but there was this documentary about this guy that was getting stalked. It's called Stalker. Uh-huh. Like on SVT.
Yeah.
And the guy was from Norland.
Yeah.
And I could just hear Sandra like talking to the TV every now and then. I wasn't watching it, but I could hear her talking to the TV. And then I finally went to lay in the bed. She's watching in the room. And I was like, why do you keep talking to her? She told me about the stalker. And the guy was getting like stalked by this woman who was telling lies about him and telling all these people all these horrible things. And he didn't do anything about it. He's like, nah. And she was like, it's so Norland. She's like, it's such a Norland thing.
Vad skulle jag ha sagt om dig då?
He's like, well, I didn't rape anybody, but she keeps saying I did. Anyway, back to work.
Jo, men någon som är det lite jobbigt när folk tror att man har sprungit runt och våldtagit med. Vad fan?
Så är det.
Det är som det.
St. Bridget mm-hmm. of Sweden, who I think I'm going to look up and talk about later. I had never heard of St. Bridget.
Bridget?
Yeah, a St. Bridget in the 1300s, like... Dude, who's this lady?
Oh, could it be Heliga Birgitta?
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
It's Birgitta.
Yeah, Birgitta.
I've been sniffing around her a couple of times. Let's see who makes it first.
If a dog sniffed around her, it would spread the plague. But here's what she said about it. For three sins did the misery come to the realm. That is for pride, intemperance, and greed.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be the king?
Yeah, right.
The greed part?
Yeah.
Therefore, God can be placated by three things so that the torment may be shortened.
Okay.
She said that Digger didn't reach Sweden because... Oh, same thing I said. If the parish priests led their congregations in penance... So she it's a raffle?
Oh, yeah.
Or like a competition?
Whoever raises the most money, the Lord will stop killing your family members.
What the hell's wrong with this lady, man? And if the bishops organize public penance, masses, and in the cathedrals, and wash the feet of the poor. So that is nice. Like,
take care of those disgusting poor people while we hide with his majesty in another city.
What? Wash the dirty feet of those poor, greedy peasants.
Keep them away from me. Oh. Remember, if you have washed the feet of a peasant... Don't touch me.
But do help them.
She's British.
Yeah, I know, right? We made her Elizabeth. In March of 1351, the Pope sent a letter to Sweden. The Pope in Norway, as a reply to a letter sent in autumn, worrying about the whole situation, and he ordered the bishops of Lund, mm-hmm. Uppsala, and Trondheim to encourage the parishioners to join the king in his crusade against the Orthodox Russians.
Nu är det dags. Dags att ta Ryssland!
Because so many of his soldiers and subjects had died during the plague that he was forced to interrupt his crusade.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Just like, I mean, it only makes sense that the Pope would hop in.
Yeah.
What if it was like, the Pope has... He writes exactly like His Majesty.
Yeah.
This is from the Pope, ladies and gentlemen. Pope King. Oh,
No, I mean Pope Magnus. No.
Finland was a part of Sweden, of course, because Finland just can't stop us if we want to take them. Yeah. And sometimes been assumed that the plague was present there, 51 to 52. So that's after us.
Yeah.
What's it, us? I'm not Swedish yet. Soon, I just applied for citizenship.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, man. Sent it in today.
Cool.
I mailed it off.
Cool.
It is, there's no confirmation about if it ever even hit Finland. There's no, like, records.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's, like, no direct reference to the president. Like,
det är som Norrland, fast ännu värre det.
They don't talk about it.
They don't even talk about they're not talking about it.
There were priests of Turku Parish that were forbidden to leave. That is known.
Oh, okay.
So that might have to end in 1352. So this is 2 years after Sweden.
Oh, shit.
And
yeah.
It's like, but Finland had plague legends about Digerdöden, and that's similar to their Swedish legends, like mythology around
them. Oh, okay.
I'll get to that.
It makes sense that the colder the climate, the slower the spread.
Like, I would think the warmer, right? Isn't that what happened with Corona? Like it dropped in the summer?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fuck.
The colder, it was hard to...
Yeah, that's true.
Because you get your body's like, you know, body temperature down. And,
yeah. Mm. Yeah, what you said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also, bacteria and stuff thrives in warmth. I don't know. I'm not an epidemiologist.
I thought that in the summer it went down, though.
It did. Sure. Ja, det gjorde.
The death toll is hard to actually, you know, account for Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that it was fucking people up and
yep.
literally clearing out communities.
Oh, shit.
But they don't have, like, cause of death, Digerdöden, on anybody. So it's
no.
Like, just like during COVID, how they kind of tweaked the numbers and be like, this person died of pneumonia, but it was like COVID.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they were doing in the States.
Right.
It's commonly assumed that the king's two stepbrothers, Ingeborg was his mom, Ingeborg of Norway and Duke Canute Porst the Elder, their kids died from Digerdöden, they think.
Huh.
So it did make it into
the
family. But there's no case where you have it actually verified by documents, unfortunately.
1350.
Yeah, exactly. But Sweden had documented really low populations after the 1350s.
Yeah.
And
there's document of every Swedish crown that went into the king.
And like 25% of the country, like it's like noted 25% fewer people. It's like it wiped out a quarter of the population.
Jesus.
But the problem is they didn't really document people that weren't rich accurately.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you don't matter.
Yeah.
You're not an aristocrat.
Am I a percent? No, no.
What, are you going to check the school records?
Yeah.
But nobility was dying a disproportional number in 1350 to 1351.
Yeah.
Especially the lower nobility. So you're like, almost this.
Yeah, like noble enough to matter, but not to be protected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better myself. But some members of the Royal Council died. Some priests were dying. Investors, Strängnäs, that it's assumed that it's attributed to Digerdöden, even though not officially notated. That,
yeah.
All of the bishops in Sweden and Finland survived Digerdöden.
Huh.
Hmm. They must have prayed hard.
Oh, yeah. Jag vill säga, Gud gillar ju dem.
That's true. Maybe they were organizing enough money.
Gud kanske finns. Shit.
But this was just a Sweden thing. We found out today.
I just got religious.
I just lost my atheism.
I just found religion. Okay.
The Swedish elite appear to have survived Tiki Durden, and this is a contrast to neighboring Norway,
mm-hmm.
where more of the elite classes appear to have died during the plague.
Huh.
Then maybe they were actually washing feet.
Alla ska hjälpa till.
And it made Norway more vulnerable and destabilized following Tiki Durden. And it is assumed that it contributed to different positions of Norway and Sweden during the Kalmar Union.
So they
got the upper hand because they kept their important people away from the plague, moving around.
Fan, nu när jag tänker efter.
And they got more political independence than Norway did.
Men tänk så här då. Så här. Gud, hypotesen, ser allt hela tiden. Mm. Det finns ingen tid för Gud och Gud ser allt.
Okay.
Han gillar inte giriga människor.
Mm-hmm.
Så han straffar Norge på 1300-talet för oljan. De tjänar så mycket pengar på sen.
Yeah, God knows.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm. Checks out.
And it's fewer people
yeah.
to split the money.
Yeah.
So they're like even richer.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of them died. So now all of this money is split up between
them. Yeah, so they get more greedier.
Yeah,
so
they get greedier.
It's like a loop.
God, it's a loop.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
I wonder what their COVID numbers look like. Just saying. the population loss caused a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to bring serfdom into
surfing?
yeah. You know, the serfs, the...
Vet ni vad som skulle bota pesten? Surfing, dude!
Third board. can you say gnarly? and it was the same. Denmark was trying it too. It didn't. Obviously, it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So they were. It's like you had to work now. Like working class is like wiped out, kind of.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
It just shifted the class system. Damn! Imagine being so scared of actually working.
Yeah.
That you
start protecting
the changing money. The class system. You know, why don't we make people just like owe us money and like work? And I think it's a good idea. You don't want to be like Norway.
Vi behöver fler som är i samma grupp. Vi kallar dem för Svenssons.
Exactly.
Vi skyddade.
There was higher demands of workers and peasants, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people gone, and I was like, still some work to be done. It's some you gotta pick all the Peruvian night treasures.
Oh right, yeah.
And get those hanging up on the walls.
Yep.
But there were social tensions now. Like the lower class is like, yo, we need some help.
Yeah.
There was a local charter of the government called the Skara Charter,
mm-hmm.
and the Växjö Charter of 1414. That tried to introduce serfdom again by forcing the farmers to stay on the noble estates with heavy regulation. Oh, why did it say serfdom? and they beat them. It's slavery, man. What is that about serfdom?
Yeah.
But then rebellions happen, of course.
And, yeah, because that's like, what happens with slavery.
There's a rebellion, and I wonder how long Swedish serfs or the peasants and the working class, how long it took for them to finally get that, you know, take on that conflict.
Or to realize they were slaves?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Vänta nu här.
I haven't been paid.
På sju år.
Vi pratar inte om pengar. I've been paid in food.
Ska vi ta upp någonting? Nej. Vänta, pengarna kanske kommer in på kontot imorgon.
På kontot.
Vi väntar lite.
Look in the bucket in your bedroom. Still nothing.
There's shit in there.
But then there was this an chronicle called the Enkelbrektskrönikan.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the 1430s now.
It rings a bell.
And there's complaints.
Okay.
About heavy taxes imposed by a person named Eric of Pomerania.
Oh, that guy. Eric of Pommen. Yeah. It's funnier in English.
Pomeranian. He walked around with a small, fluffy dog.
And he proclaimed...
But he was criticized because he demanded a tax that the cunt, they just couldn't afford anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why? Fuck you, bro.
Shit.
So they put that in the Chronicle, and it starts a revolt. And they were saying it was after the Dika Durden, the land was devastated. So farmers are like, there were hundreds of farmers here, but now there's only 20. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro? We can't. And then now you're taking all our money. For centuries, ruins in the forest were explained as remains from towns and villages after Dika Durden.
Yeah.
There was, here's a quote by Anders Lidek. I can't do this
now. Anders Lidin.
Lidekesson.
Vattnet är varmt och pesten är här.
At that time, a great mortality ravaged the kingdom of Sweden. No one can recall that there's ever been such an epidemic before nor after. It's weird to say the nor after part.
Yeah, because what do you know?
What do you know?
Yeah. Aldrig mer.
Just letting you know, man. I got a. Is that what kind of car is that? I can't remember the car in Back to the Future.
Oh, the DeLorean.
Yeah. Is that a DeLorean?
Yeah.
Don't mind that. But I'm telling you, there's never going to be anything like this again.
Han verkar prata mycket, han Anders Doc Brown Ledin.
His hair. There was the Bishop Peder Månsson of Västerås. He noted that many farms belonging to the bishopric were still deserted because of the Dika Durden.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy, Olaus Petri. I've heard that name before.
Yeah, I think Olaus Petri, wasn't he, when was this?
1400s, no.
Okay, I don't know.
It's early 1400s.
Yeah.
He referred to Dika Durden as the cause of why there was so... There were wilderness and forests where there previously been villages and farms. So people died out. They probably contributed to the growth.
Yeah, probably,
the,
yeah.
The land, and it turned into a village. Did I mean, not a village, a wilderness.
Yeah, oof. Som typ i zombie-apokalyps när man ser New York och ser typ så här, murgröna.
There are several local legends. I was mentioning this. They had it in Finland as well. In Sweden, they had local legends of the devastating effects of the plague. A common theme was that in one parish, only one man survived.
Mm.
And in a neighboring parish, only one woman survived. And they found each other.
Mm-hmm.
After sounding church bells, ding, ding.
Gick de runt och ringde efter varandra?
And then they got married. And they became ancestors of a new village.
Hmm.
So it's like, Dad, how was Orsta built? Well...
I was dinging and donging my bell.
There was a man, your great grandfather. He's in Vestberga.
The sole survivor of Vestberga.
And then your great grandmother from Liljeholmen.
They both walked for 5 minutes.
They rang the same church bell.
And that's how they found each other.
And they fucked. Right there, son. Now eat your birthday cake. 8 years is a long time alive. Dika Durden wasn't done in the 1400s.
Oh, no.
It would return for roughly 2 centuries.
Wow.
Each time, there'd be fewer deaths, though. So
yeah.
This is like Omicron.
Yeah.
And then,
right.
You know, like,
yeah.
COVID got weaker and weaker. Now COVID just comes and goes. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, we're all right. Sweden got it by the second and third epidemic.
Yeah.
It just had waves. So... 59 to 60 came back, 68 to 70, 1300s. And then the second one is known to cause the death of the crown prince.
Really?
Yeah, so that was big news.
Yeah.
And Beatrice of Bavaria.
Mm-hmm.
That was his consort, I guess it was a smash thing.
Huh.
It returned and repeated national epidemics in 1413, 1421 to 22. 39 to 40, 51, 55, 64 to 65, 72 to 74, and 1495.
Shit.
The most severe ones are 1413, the one in the 20s, and the one in the 60s, all the 1400s. They return again. 1548, 49, 65, 66, 72, 76, 1580, 1603, 1623, 1629, and 30.
Shit.
1638. It's just hitting, boom,
this was all over the Vasa. Et also. like Gustav Vasa, and that was
imagine like they're doing all this shit.
Then they have the plague. And I researched that shit, not one word of the plague. That's a big part.
I've seen this pop up sometimes.
Yeah.
The plague, but it's just like in passing.
I knew it was there, but I didn't know it was that bad for so long.
Me neither, man. That was the thing. I'd seen it written in some of our things, but I didn't know it was over 200 years of this.
That's crazy.
And then finally, the last remnants of it, 1710 to 1713.
Shit.
And that was the last outbreak of bubonic. The bubonic version of
But was there a cure, or was it just that it had its...
just died out? I think we evolved an immune system.
Stop dining with rats, maybe.
I'll take that possum. The possum on the table that's still moving. Can you hit it again?
Don't hit it. It's our revered guest. Here you go, Mickey. Have another piece of cheese.
Can I have a piece of your cracker, dear possum? I didn't eat it. I was sharing its food with it. I'm not a savage.
What's the harm?
You lick, I lick.
I had a licking session with a rat.
What was worse, you know? Sometimes you want to spice it up with your lady. You pull up a rat's tail, lick the booty hole.
Jesus.
Turns my wife on.
Så om vi slutar med det så försvinner pesten. Nej, vi fortsätter i 200 år.
Next thing you know, you're going to be telling me to eat these
Peruvian night treasures I have in the window.
That's crazy. Rat butthole is bad for you. Get out of my house.
That was awesome. That was the bubonic digadudum belt pest plague story.
Man.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. That was I couldn't believe it was so severe.
Yeah.
And we worried about the pandemic.
Yeah.
That we got a vaccine for in like 3 months.
Yeah. Well, we shouldn't be so fast with saying, it's over.
I think it's going to be around for hundreds of years.
Me too.
And we're just going to get...
But we're not.
So party it up.
I think we got a good 10 left and COVID is 100.
Yes.
And that's my way of...
making it worse.
Yes.
But that's it for this episode. I hope you learned something.
Tack så jättemycket. Ja, det har jag. Jag lärt mig inte att slicka på råttröven.
No rat butts anymore.
Boo.
And they're delicious.
Do you know the cartoon Droopy?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what?
Oh.
That makes me sad.
I didn't know that's all you had to do.
I think that's how he does it.
I used to try to put air in my poop and do it while good.
I think he just drags the cheek.
This means war.
So good. Oh, man. Well, that's it. Thank y'all for checking it out. As I said, you can support if you want to financially. Teach Me Sweden. Patreon.com/Teach Me Sweden. Mm-hmm. For as little as 10 crowns a month, you get some extra shit. Get some video. You get ad-free episodes, all this stuff. And we try to do extra stuff for you. And email us if you want us to do some topics. This one was suggested by a listener. So
skriv till teachmesweden@gmail.com. Skicka på engelska om du ska till Jonathan. Skicka på svenska om du ska till mig. Så får vi en liten sortering där.
Det är bra. Yeah, man. We appreciate y'all. This has been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Blostrom.
Teaching you Sweden.
Fred!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.